Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Get your motor running.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of our day. It's good to have you here. It's good to have Jeffrey Zabar here, too, because Jeffrey is an original member of our Brain Trust. He's an old friend of ours. He joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about these things that home-based business owners should be and are interested in. He's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. He's also a columnist, ladies and gentlemen, a newspaper columnist and a writer whose byline you will see many places around the terrestrial world and the cyberspace world. And
he's
so,
out there.
He's like the chicken man. He's everywhere. Anyway, it's good to have you back, Jeff. And I know one of the things you've got to, one of the things I wanted to talk about, since you and I have spoken last, you guys have had a hurricane.
We've had a hurricane. Well, it's
Florida. Much of Florida was destroyed, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting because we have friends in Orlando, and if you think about where it made landfall, which was down in the Sanibel Island area, which is Fort Myers, about 70 miles south of Tampa.
Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda was ground zero, and it's funny because I spent my youth growing up. My father was from Tampa, and we used to drive up along the U.S. 41 along the Gulf Coast, and a lot of charming little fishing villages and towns there, which Punta Gorda really is one of those. And sad to see that happen, and what's even sadder, as it were, is that it continues. And we have friends who live outside of Orlando, which is 70 miles sort of to the northeast of landfall. And they only got power back like 2 days ago. And everyone thinks it's, you got to be at ground zero. You got to be where the beach line is, where land meets sea to have a story. Where these hurricanes, they can move 40, 50, 60, 100 miles inland. When you got a Category 4 storm pushing 145-mile-an-hour winds moving inland, we don't have mountains to break it up here.
Right,
you know,
right.
And trees are no obstacle. So it hit them at over 100 miles an hour.
Some of them go a long way. I mean, I've had a hurricane to come over the top of me, when I was 300 miles from the coast.
Right.
And it was probably at least a Category 2 by the time it got to me. So
right.
That can happen. And the irony, Jeff, was when that hit Florida was the anniversary of the big power blackout in New England.
Interesting.
And so it was just interesting that those two things coincided. And as you know, I've been talking about the importance of having backup power available to your business, so that at least if the power goes out, you can shut your equipment down at a minimum, your computers down, and at a maximum, maybe even have a generator to keep going.
Right.
And that's important. But a lot of the businesses, and that applied to a lot of the businesses in Florida, but a lot of them wouldn't have mattered if they had a generator or not. They got blown away.
Right.
And my heart and my prayers go out to all those folks.
We don't think about that, but from a very practical and pragmatic point of view, too few businesses think about small businesses especially. The bigger you get, the more IT-centric you become, and you may have an IT manager, or you may put some more time and effort and thought into whether it's battery backup, which I have now and have had for the past 7 or 8 years. I've had a battery backup on my desk here on the IFCOM, but also on data backup. And it used to be that we would back up data by throwing in a floppy and saving key files where, which of the last 100 email that you send are considered key? Which are the ones that determine the outline or the policies or the need-to-dos of a project or an agreement that has not been finalized, but you laid out the tenets via email or, things that have come along or notes or research or any of that? Data backup is key. And the thing is, and the storm is a perfect case in point, they were expecting landfall, again, in Tampa, 70 miles north. All of a sudden, Mother Nature says, time for a curveball,
yeah,
and turns it to make landfall 2 hours in advance into a place that thought they were not, if not in the clear, were not expecting to have landfall there.
They weren't ready.
And they're like, we're not ready. The National Weather Service didn't warn us. Well, you know what? Weather forecasting is an inexact science, but data technology can be pretty exacting when it's when you say, there's a threat, push a button. I have this Maxtor drive. It's called OneTouch. You push one button, and it backs up everything that you've already preset it to back up. So
what
all
is
my
it, what is the it, media that it puts it on?
It has it's a portable hard drive. So it's about the size of it's like 8 inches by 5 inches by 2 inches. Sits in a little on a little stand right on top of my battery backup, plugged in by a USB port, and it sits there just quiet, brushed aluminum case, looks really nice, a nice accessory, so to speak, for the desktop.
Right.
But when I know there's something going on, or at the end of the day, push the button once, backs everything
it just,
up.
It literally goes into your computer and backs everything up.
It backs everything up.
Now, what does it get? Does it get what you tell it to, or does it just get everything?
It gets what you tell it to, or it can do it's 250 gigs. Okay, so it'll get whatever you want.
250 gigs, wow.
250 gigs, so it'll get whatever you want it to get, you know, so.
And what's it called again? What's the name of yours?
Maxtor, M-A-X-T-O-R, Maxtor, and this one's called the OneTouch.
Because we're looking into another level of backup. We're doing some backup right now, but ours is not that automated yet, so I'm interested. Maxtor?
Maxtor, M-A-X-T-O-R. Now, the deal is, with some of the software, as with this and with others, you can set it to do an automated backup. And now the thing to consider about your backup is I have this neat little potentially portable drive that I can take with me anywhere.
Right.
But if I leave it on the desktop at the end of the day and something goes wrong, it's as fried as the or lost as the if, box it backed
up. If I don't have some kind of protection between me and a power surge, a lightning strike.
Right,
it's just as fried as is what's in the computer,
or
if God forbid the house burns down.
The house burns down, a theft, water damage. What people tend to do is they think the backup is a process that ends the moment all the media is, you know, the data is put on the media. So, okay, I just did my backup onto my Maxtor drive, and then I leave it there. Well, the concept is to take it with you. I mean, that's what these backup drives are all about.
The concept is to have it in two places,
too. And that's where some backup devices services are online. So you're actually backing up to an online service.
An application service provider.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come. Good stuff with our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. 20 after. Stay with us.
Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall.
We're back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, you can find out lots of stuff about my good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's on my website in a lot of different ways, articles and archives and Go to the Brain Trust section, look under the alphabetical listing of the Brain Trust, and go all the way down to the Z's, and you'll find him, and click on that, and that'll show you everything that we know about Jeffrey. But you can also
and
go
my dog.
To... Exactly, your great dog there. You can also go to his outstanding website and find out even more about him. Jeffrey, give us that, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com, and that's a fairly new site. It hadn't been long since you redesigned that site, has it?
We went through a complete redesign over the past, I guess it was like 6 months ago we went through it, but you know what's amazing is, and we've spoken about it before, and I'm so enamored with the technology that we'll speak about it again. We were talking about the ASP application service provider. I use a web-based service that allows me to change any copy on my site at any time, including photos and images and articles, new pages. I put up a new page yesterday because I'm starting to do more tech reviews. And I don't need to know one stitch of HTML and traditional web language programming. And I know technology, but I don't know all of it. And I don't know how it, I don't want to know how it works. I just want to know that it gets the job done. And so it's been very cool. So
what about now? But now the hosting of your site is somewhere else, right?
Well, the hosting is at the service itself.
It's somewhere else. It's there on their server. So my point is,
right.
trying me being the king of Segway here, Jeffrey, is to get us back to the backup situation.
Right.
Is you want to make sure that the people that you have your service with, you whose services you buy with these application service providers, these ASPs, you want to ask them that question when you do business with them. Tell me about your backup capability. Tell me what happens if your server gets fried or falls off the rack or whatever might happen. Tell me what happens if the power goes out. What are your backup contingencies?
Well, hopefully such key phrases as double redundancy and multiple server farms and all
right.
these key phrases that your web host likes to throw around to impress you,
right.
They will use them, and they'll let you know that, for example, I know that the host of this is through Vario, and they do have multiple server farms, and they keep mm-hmm. referring to the one in Texas that they use and one in California. So the key point is, God forbid something happens to one, it's all backed up and online at another, so that you never notice any, you know, if one went down, you never notice any break in service or interruption in service, that it goes straight through and just flows normal.
And the point is the way things are going, the way the marketplace is shaping up these days, you know, your information, your ability to stay in business is, those places are located more than just in your office these days. I've got that situation myself, Jeff, in a couple of different places, and as you know, and so we need to make sure that we check those things as well as our own stuff. Now I want to get back to the in-office situation,
right.
and that is the you know, one of the ways we've been backing up is by burning things on CDs. That way we just take the CD out of the building.
And
put it in
so cheap.
Put it in our pocket and walk off
right.
with it. Exactly.
And that's a great idea, and it's so cheap, and well, I want to say cheap, but inexpensive, that the cost of a CD and the time, as long as you budget the time, the only issue becomes that you're, you know, are you
it's
making
it's not automated.
It's not automated. I mean, it can be, but
it can
still
be.
With a CD, you've got to drop
right.
a CD in and have a fresh CD in there. But additionally, the issue becomes time invested, because when you're burning a CD, usually, I don't know how you're doing it, if you're doing a new one every time, or if you're doing an incremental backup, knowing that you have the CD from, from August 25th from yesterday, are you going to have the CD from August 26th today only pick up that data which was changed from yesterday?
Right.
So
and there's software that will allow you to do either one of those things.
Exactly.
So it's out there, folks. The capability is available to you. And the main thing is important to back it up for a number of reasons, Jeff, as you know, because you need to back up from a standpoint of failure of a hard drive.
Right.
But also from a backup standpoint from a catastrophe,
right.
and that's where you got to get it out of the building, and you can buy the read write CDs so that you don't have to throw that away. You take one home with you and you bring one back with you.
Right.
If you're like that, if you have a home based business, though, obviously everything's right there. So what do? You got to get it out of your building. Put it in your car.
Put it in the car.
Put it in your glove box.
I've done it where I've done that. I've taken it to my neighbors. If I've been traveling, I would take it to my in-laws and leave it there. Obviously, you got to think about it. I think the main thing that we're putting together here is the thought process
right.
of how you want to handle your backup, because it's something that there are two types of computer users, I've been told, those who have lost data and those who will lose.
Who will, exactly.
Data.
It's just a matter
so,
of time. That's exactly,
exactly.
right.
Exactly. It's just a matter of time.
And the thing is one of the things I think is important for us to point out, Jeffrey, is that more and more of us, more and more, have our world is digital.
Right.
And
right.
and we got to take care of that stuff. We wouldn't think about not having insurance on our houses, would we? Or our offices. So this it's like insurance, isn't it?
It's like insurance. It's something that we have to have there. And in as much as the amount of time we spend on insurance, the amount of money we spend on insurance, this stuff is so cheap. The MaxTor drive is like $200.
Right.
MaxTor.
MaxTor. There's a place to start, folks. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And to learn more about these backups, they can go to Tech Reviews and learn more about it.
TechReviews.com?
No, Tech Reviews on my website.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly, on his website, folks. Jeffrey Zabar, he's the best. Thanks, Jeff. See you later.
Always great. Thanks,
Quick
Jimbo.
Break 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.